Welcome back. You're watching Taking Stock. Well, we're less than a week away from the national elections, and consensus is that if we do see a return of Ramaphosa as a result of a strong ANC win, then South African assets are set for a rally. But if this isn't the scenario that plays out, what's likely to happen in that case, and how do you mitigate against some of the risk? Joining me in studio to discuss how to trade the elections, Garth McKenzie from Traders Corner. Thanks so much, Garth, for joining us this evening. So as I say, we've got national elections around the corner. Just how precarious a post-election future are you foreseeing at this stage? And how do you see this impacting investor sentiment and South African markets?
Hi, Alicia. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, it's certainly going to be an interesting election next Wednesday. The market, this is now probably our most important election since 1994. What the market generally seems to be expecting from a consensus perspective, I think, is that we're expecting an ANC win probably somewhere between about 53% and 58% is generally what I would perceive to be a neutral result from a market's perspective. Anything above that would probably be seen in a fairly positive light. And anything closer, you know, in terms of the ANC moving closer to 50% would probably be a slightly negative outcome. And look, anything below 50% would be a shock outcome. The market's certainly not expecting that. I think from a market's perspective, if we get the neutral outcome that I'm expecting, which is between a 53% and a 58% majority for the ANC, then I think what that does is it introduces some level of certainty, which the market is desperately craving at the moment.
Yeah. Garth, what's interesting is it's that certainty that investors are flocking to at this stage, despite the big risks that the economy still faces, no matter who's in power. I mean, we've got Eskom cited as one of the biggest risks. And then on the back of that, a credit rating status that really hangs in the balance with it sitting one notch away from being downgraded to junk status, depending on what's being delivered. So do you think that the risk has been fully priced in?
Well, I think all of those things are known already. We know that we're one notch away from junk status with Moody's, and that would put us in full junk status with all three of the ratings agencies if that were to occur. We know about the issues at Eskom. We know that they're very deep-seated issues and that there's major, major financial problems there. But, you know, none of this is a surprise. This is all factors that the market already knows about, and one could argue that these are already priced into the market as it is. You know, if you look at where our bond yields trade, it's already giving you quite a generous country risk premium. And also, if you look at our credit default swaps, we're actually priced worse than Brazil, which is already, you know, Brazil is already in full junk status. So from that perspective, one could argue that we're already priced for those risks as it is.
Okay, so what kind of opportunity have you identified then, Garth? I mean, from a trader's perspective, the assumption is that you languish in any volatility. Are you seeing opportunity that you're looking to leverage off quite emphatically at this stage?
Well, from a market perspective, it looks as if the domestic areas of the market are fairly well bid at the moment. And when I talk about the domestic sectors, I'm specifically referring to the banking sector, to some of the retailers and some of the domestically focused industrial stocks. It certainly feels like that those areas of the market are reasonably well bid at the lower levels. We think that if we do get a positive outcome in the election, in other words, we get the certainty with an ANC majority and we get clarity that there's not going to be any coalition politics or anything like that, then there's a chance that we could see somewhat of a re-rating upwards in some of the domestic sectors. You know, our market, the domestic area of our market, currently trades at around about a 7% discount to our emerging market peers from a valuation perspective. And historically, we've typically traded at a premium to our emerging market peers. So that's come about as a result of a real absence of foreign investment in our market. And I think that if we do get the certainty that the market is desperately craving, then what you could find is that perhaps foreigners do begin to move back towards our market, perhaps taking exposure to some of those heavyweight financial and industrial stocks that have largely been shunned by the foreign investors. And if we get that, then I think there's potentially a little bit of an opportunity for a Ramaphosa round two scenario. You know, we saw Ramaphosa round one last year in January and February, where the domestic area of the market really moved up quite sharply. Ultimately, it got a little bit ahead of itself, and the market realized that the economic environment is still very weak and the challenges haven't gone away. And we saw the market dipping in the latter half of last year again. But I think given where we are, there's probably potential in the near term for a little bit of a relief rally in the market in the weeks ahead, if indeed we get that certainty and we get an ANC majority that is quite comfortable, as I've mentioned.
Well, let's leave it there, Garth. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Garth McKenzie from Traders Corner.